This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Motion on the right side of the line. Please say that was defense.
Snap infraction. Offense, number 91. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
LP? LP is now talking to the umpire, and he is incredulous. He may have just said something in French.
Wow, Brad Sham, tremendous call. That hurt. Sean, RJ, Troy, and Roy, it all hurts, doesn't it? It's a Cowboys Monday as they lose to the Redskins yesterday in crushing fashion. LP Lattisaur, after the game, says it's the first time in 14 years that has happened. A guy who... really, you're not supposed to know his name? A guy, you're not supposed to know his voice, had the comments for the snap infraction. That made it a 52-yarder instead of 47.
What did they tell you that you did on that play?
They told me that I was the one responsible for the false start. And I did the exact same thing I usually do. Take the ball the exact same way. And, you know, just bad turn of events there.
When you do it, you're trying to just position it right.
Yeah, just position the right way. I'm not even trying to get him offside there. I know the situation, and too bad.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No, never had that before. I do the exact same thing every time. So when that happens, that's what I was telling the refs. I do the exact same thing. The guy just jumped. That's what I thought.
What's your understanding of what the rule is, what you're allowed to do?
As long as I don't pick up the ball, and the ball was on the ground the whole time. So that's my understanding.
As a student of what you do, how often have you seen anybody ever get called for doing that?
Not very often.
Wow. That hurts even more. Broadus sent me his thoughts on it. If they don't jump there, there's likely no call. And he also said on DallasCowboys.com, he's hearing that Jay Gruden kind of tipped off his guys up front. Hey, when he moves it, go ahead and jump. That would be the only way that the officials call it, and it ended up working. Before we get to Garrett and the time management and Dak and all that, where do you guys stand on the, hey, it's good from 47, the ball doesn't hook left. Where do you stand on that, or are you kind of like me in that I don't take that kick that he attempted from the 47 and act like the same exact thing would have taken place?
Your percentages are probably higher for 47,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that plays into it, absolutely. I mean, I think it's far more likely he makes a 47-yarder than a 52-yarder.
Yes.
So
I'm just saying that kick.
Oh, if you were to take that very kick and teleport it 5 yards ahead, it's 100% a good field goal.
Yes.
So, yeah, from that regard.
But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, do you, you know, think of it as, you know, another attempt, another kick, or you just take that kick and say, oh, they would have tied it just like that. That's the kick.
I don't like the predetermined outcome.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, the guy, it's the predetermined hit, the fallacy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all we have to go on, right? I mean,
yeah.
So, yeah, I would assume that he would have made the kick.
I think he'd have made it. I do.
Well, yeah, he made like 16 straight. Like, I don't think anyone was worried about it. Like, we were the first 2 weeks. Like, we're good with him. Stop with the Dan Bailey stuff, please. Twitter. Like, that is so, it's so dumb. It's so stupid. Roy was paying attention to Dan Bailey yesterday in pregame warmups.
Yeah, the Dan Bailey that I saw yesterday, and they were showing videos of it in the pregame between the Vikings and the Jets. Now, I know that the wind was swirling a little bit up there in New York, but he was missing everything. Like, they showed a video of him missing at least 5 kicks in the pregame warmup. And mind you, he's already missed 3 this season. He missed one yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's no, you know, it's not to discredit Dan Bailey. It's just there's no reason to think that Dan Bailey would have been any more of a sure thing in that situation.
Dan Bailey from 50 plus throughout his career, 28 of 41. So let's stop. Come on. His longest this season was a 52-yarder, but 1 for 1. 3 for 5 last year. 50-plus, 3-for-6 the previous year. But Maher is not going to get a ton of blame, at least from this show. How did they even get to 52? Well, it's funny that I asked. Because you have the Cowboys coming back at the end of this game. First and 10 at the Redskins 46 with 52 seconds left and a timeout. I want to give you the scenario one more time. I went back and watched this like 7 more times. First and 10 at the Skins 46 with 52 seconds left. They complete a 9-yard pass to Cole. They complete a 6-yard pass to Cole. While they're reviewing the one Cole catch, they had 5 minutes of real time to figure things out.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They had 5 minutes of real time while they're reviewing everything.
With 12 seconds on the clock and a timeout in hand.
They then decide to center up the football.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, like they're making it a 12 or 17 or 22-yard field goal to center it up. Instead of trying to make it closer than 47. So I think we're all on the same page with this. A lot of Cowboy fans, the immediate response yesterday was, you are playing to lose when you don't go for the end zone. You try to win the game in that situation. I think the standard there may be a little bit too high with your expectation. All I wanted was some attempt to make it closer than 47.
Oh,
because there was some wind yesterday in D.C. at that stadium as well. And again, I know that 47 is the new 37, but I wasn't even looking for a touchdown to win the thing, Chop. Yeah, a no-risk down the sideline pass to the end zone, a shot, that would have been nice. But I just wanted – I'm like, Jason, you have some time here to get it closer than 47. That was my biggest issue.
I don't disagree with you what you're saying at all. You know, I don't. When you have the ball with 12 seconds left at the 31-yard line
with a timeout.
With a timeout, the entire field is at your discretion. The middle of the field,
do anything you want.
The sideline over the top. Heck, you know what? You could do a drop back QB run. Because outside of, I don't know, 4 holding penalties. Dak ran the ball fairly well yesterday. He had 33 yards. He really had about 60 because there was 2 of them that were called back on QB runs. And who knows? If Dak when Dak runs the ball fairly effectively, he's picking up 7 to 12 yards a clip. Go look at his ratio for the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's picking up a lot of yards, man.
The point is you can do anything you want. You don't have to give it to Zeke for 2 or 3 yards. You don't have you could do anything that you want. You have 2 plays. They sat here and became a national joke. A first down on the Washington 37 with 1 timeout. It wasn't the 37 where they started. I saw Bill Simmons
tweet. It was the 47.
With 52 seconds left, somehow only pulled off 2 plays. 2 plays.
That's not true because they get the 3rd play, right? So Bill was wrong there, but it was 2 plays from 52 seconds to 12. So in 40 seconds,
they intentionally burned 45 seconds.
Yeah, in over 40 seconds, they got off 2 plays with a timeout in hand.
Well, you got Aaron Rodgers on the other side, and like you don't want to give him 30 seconds. They were playing Aaron Rodgers last night, right?
You know,
like
what?
Deep ball guy, like all the weapons in the world.
That's such a great point to bring up.
Oh.
I was watching that saying to myself, they're more concerned. Jason's more concerned here with them not getting the ball back than making the kick easier or taking a shot down the field.
Yes.
Like they were playing, we can't give them the ball back here. Remember Rodgers, we were making fun of him the other day for, it was like 6 seconds left and he wanted
was like one more.
One more.
6 seconds left.
And they got the playoff.
Now, in all fairness, Aaron Rodgers is better than Dak by a long shot and doesn't take sacks the way Dak does. Dak does take too many sacks. That's his fault. You know, like they always,
that's where I was going to attempt to defend Jason. Okay.
Well, now, you know, you tell him, hopefully he picks up on this, just get rid of the ball, throw it somewhere, throw it out of bounds. Now,
like on, like on your own.
Well, but you don't want to do that because then it's a safety if it's an intentional grounding.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to have an intentional grounding, but, you know, you just.
The point is, let me try to be devil's advocate real quick. Okay. So this offensive line is also going to be blamed for this loss big time. The amount of critical, like football suicidal holds and penalties on this line with big conversions was as many as I can remember, certainly this season. I'm talking on Tyron. I'm talking on Connor. I'm talking on Lael. So if you're Garrett, in every single big play seemingly that you got yesterday, and there weren't a lot, there's a holding call, and you know that there's a tremendous problem with Dak in terms of the mental clock in his head. If you get a holding call, if for some reason you suffer an 8 or 9 yard loss, you're talking about a 57-yarder instead of a 47-yarder. I wonder if that played in the Jason's mind at all. If we get another hold here on a drop-back pass attempt, because everyone in the world wants me to be aggressive and go win this thing, but if we get another hold here, which had been happening throughout the game, it's 57 instead of 47.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I'm just throwing it as a devil's advocate.
I can't play scared like that. Just you got to get closer. You got to go for it.
I agree.
You're trying to win the football game.
I agree.
If you play to tie, you might as well just lose.
Well, we were talking about for them basically playing to tie. We just wanted it closer than 47.
Like, but when you're at the opponent's 47-yard line with 52 seconds and a timeout left,
yes.
You ain't playing to tie there. You're playing to win.
Yes.
And that's where this whole thing went awry. I understand. You know, look, Dak's biggest fault one of them, is that he does take way too many sacks. And if you go look at it, sack rate follows quarterbacks, not offensive lines. If the same quarterback switches teams and goes to a different team, the amount of times, the percentage he gets sacked stays fairly similar. So the sacks are definitely on Dak. But there's a situation there they had a chance where they could have won this football game or at least gotten much, much closer. Sacks or no sacks, and they didn't take it.
And this is why it was the worst possible game for Tony Romo, who, of all the analysts, is by far the best when it comes to clock and time management. He always takes us to a two-minute drill. He always takes us to an end-of-the-game scenario in all of his calls. So sorry, J-Jeezy, it was not a good night to have Tony Romo on your call upstairs. This is Romo as time was ticking off the clock.
With 5-4-3 and the timeout to come out to try to tie it and send it to overtime.
See, if you spike it, there's 11 seconds. You throw a slant. You take a shot down the field. If they get in there and they drop everybody way deep, you just hand it off and do the same thing.
It felt like there could have been.
Man, you take a shot to the end zone.
Felt like there could have been, on the math, one shot for an end zone.
Yeah, that's if you spike it, you have a timeout. You come out and say, quarterback, it's two plays. We're handing it off if they're dropping way deep. Otherwise, we're throwing a go route down the sideline to our big guy.
Are you kidding me? And there's another tremendous detail in there. Tony Romo taught me something else about football. He goes, if you go up there and run that play, if you immediately have to snap the ball, the play to Zeke, the defense can do whatever they want. You can't communicate out of it. You can't communicate to each other. You can't talk because you're immediately snapping the football. Mm-hmm. So the defense, they can do whatever they want. He goes, I'd bring all out pressure. They can't communicate who to pick up. They can't point anything out because when they get to the line of scrimmage, instead of spiking it, if they're going to run a play, you're not going to have time to sit there and figure out who's coming from where. So that was a little small detail that I think is going to get lost. But that's Romo saying, no, you have to spike it, burn the down, run another play. Wherever you want, take a shot, and use your last time out.
Now, this is where I was confused because the clock was stopped when he said this. So he was talking about the play before.
But the clock was going to start running.
The 12 seconds?
Mm-hmm. Because once they figured out that correct me if I'm wrong, Roy, once they figured out that Beasley caught it, then they got up and run the play because Beasley was in the middle of the field.
Right. Wasn't there an injury timeout, though? I don't remember the clock start. It doesn't. I mean, I don't remember the clock.
There was an injury timeout on a different play, one that Sean's talking about, where they were reviewing the Beasley catch. Yeah. Once they knew it was a review, the clock runs again.
Yeah, okay. The clock is running.
Yep. All right.
Because he's talking in that moment as they're lining up. He's like, they're going to run a play here. He's like, no. Because I specifically remember him talking about the defense can do whatever they want and the offense can't communicate it because they're rushing to get the playoff because the clock is running. So spike it.
Which makes that play even worse. Running the ball right into right there into the teeth.
Yeah.
Makes it even worse.
Spike it. Reset. It's just, it's horrible game management. This is supposed to be what Jason improved in the most once Jerry took the play calling responsibilities off of his plate. And twice this year, we've been burned by it badly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.